哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。The heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father thundered. This is my beloved Son, listen to him. ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply,Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, This is my beloved son, listen to him. Suddenly, looking around,The disciples no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. They asked him, What do the scribes say?That Elijah must come first. He told them, Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah had come and they did to him whatever they pleased, and this is written of him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia.Hallelujah. Jesus appeared to Peter, James, and John, his beloved apostles. But still, they do not understand the meaning of transfiguration. They saw the glory of Jesus, but they don't understand his death. Anyway,They kept the secret until Jesus was arisen from the dead. It is a very beautiful experience for the disciples and for us also. Many things, we know something, but we don't know exactly what is the thing. But Jesus is always giving us a helping hand. We don't have to worry what to say.Importance to live like him. Let us try to love with his love towards our neighbor. That means only being the first one to love. That means to love unconditionally. That means we are always ready to lose ourselves for the others. What is impossible for man is possible for God.So let us ask Jesus give us the strength to always live like him, to love unconditionally all people. Jesus sent them to us. Let us love them as Jesus will love them. Jesus, we trust in you.